to another episode of Healthy Steps Cast, a podcast about health coaching. My name is Adam Gavarkas, and I'm a research assistant with the Healthy Steps program research team based at Western University in London, Ontario, Canada, and I'm very happy that you've decided to join us for this episode. As the team behind the Healthy Steps program, we understand how challenging it can be to make changes to get healthier. Getting more exercise in, sitting less, and eating a little better are all changes that take a long time to stick, which is why we have designed a program where a supportive coach can be there to help our participants along the way. Unfortunately, however, our coaches only meet with a participant every couple of months or so, so participants can find it difficult to sustain positive changes between sessions. This episode is part two in a three-part series on how health coaches can use technology to improve the outcomes of their patients. Last week, we talked about the power of social media in connecting with your clients and helping them to foster social support. This week, we will be talking about fitness trackers. In the Healthy Steps program, we stress that all healthy living goals should follow the SMART goal-setting criteria. That means goals should be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Goals that meet these criteria are well-structured, and it is easy to determine whether an individual has actually achieved their goal or not. An example of a goal that could be set within our program could be, this week, I will achieve a daily step count of at least 5,000 steps on at least 3 days of the week. This goal is definitely measurable, but the actual measurement of the goal poses a challenge. How can a participant in our program determine that they have actually achieved a step count of 5,000 steps? This is a really challenging metric to estimate, so we need a more precise way to measure it. Our answer is a pedometer. Pedometers can be simple as a $10 clip-on device, but in this new age of technology, fitness trackers include not only the capabilities of a pedometer, but much more. Although we have provided free pedometers to anyone in our research studies, many of our participants have purchased their own fitness tracker like the popular Fitbit. Some of the high-end wearable trackers even have the ability to measure the user's current heart rate. In the Healthy Steps program, we prescribe our participants with a personalized exercise heart rate that is calculated based on their performance on a submaximal VO2 max test. Having the capability to measure current heart rate while exercising allows our participants to determine if they are within their exercise heart rate range. The Healthy Steps app for Android or iOS is an example of a mobile phone app that also has this capability. Trackers can be many shapes and sizes. Wristbands like the Fitbit or Jawbone Up seem to be a popular option, although these trackers are on the expensive side. Alternatively, there are smartphone apps that can track steps and exercise based on the location data in your phone. These apps are much more affordable, and in some cases, like the Healthy Steps app for Android or iOS, are completely free. Another great reason to encourage your client to wear a fitness tracker is that it provides them with an opportunity to achieve concrete short-term goals. As you probably know, many individuals decide to change their health-related behaviors to lose weight, lower their blood pressure, or generally reduce their risk for chronic diseases. However, when making health behavior changes in a deliberate and sustainable manner, it can take a long time for participants to notice dramatic changes in weight loss or blood pressure. Not really seeing any changes can be really demotivating for people who are consciously changing their behaviors each and every day. Oftentimes, if weight loss is an individual's only goal, they will give up after a month or two of changing their behaviors without seeing any dramatic progress. Importantly, fitness trackers give individuals the opportunity to see shorter-term achievements. On most tracker-paired apps, users can see a graph visualizing their step count or exercise minutes over a week. Furthermore, some calculate the approximate number of calories a user has lost based on their height and weight. Actually being able to see that their work over the past week has resulted in 10,000 more steps, or over 2 more hours of exercise, and 2,000 more calories burned compared to their pre-change baseline really feels like a big accomplishment. It is the way in which a tracker can quantify things like exercise and step count that makes it a really good way to keep individuals motivated in the short term. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen, and on behalf of the Healthy Steps team, we hope you tune in again. If you would like to learn more about the Healthy Steps program and even about becoming a certified Healthy Steps coach, please visit us at www.healthysteps.ca and explore our online training program. If you would like to reach out to provide feedback or recommend a topic, you can email us at healthysteps@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can follow our team on Twitter at Healthy Steps or me at Adam Gavarkovs. Till next time, talk soon.